Unit 8, Lesson 29. New words and expressions.
Diary. Keep a diary. Gold. Long. Look for something. King. Monkey King. Surprising.
Lesson 29, Exercise 1. Listen to the conversation between Rao Jianhui and the shopkeeper. Which diary did Rao Jianhui buy? Put a tick next to the correct one. Can I help you?
Yes, please. Could I look at the diaries?
Pardon? Could you say that again? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'd like a diary, please.
What kind of diary do you want?
I'm not sure. May I look at them, please?
This blue one is a nice one. It's not as expensive as the others.
No, it's too small. I need a bigger one than that.
What about this red one?
That square one. No, it doesn't have enough pages.
I've got a big green one here with flowers on it. It's pretty.
That's much heavier than the square one. I won't be able to carry it in my school bag.
I'm sorry, I haven't got anything else.
Oh dear. But what's that red book with gold writing on it?
Oh, I forgot about that one. It's a little more expensive than the others because it's a 5-year diary.
Oh, but it's the most beautiful one in the shop. And it will last a long time. I'll take that one, please.
Well, you didn't take long to decide. Lesson 29, Exercise 3. Read Rao Jianhui's diary for Thursday.
Thursday, the 4th of June. I'm alone tonight. Mum and Dad won't get home from work before 10 o'clock. I'm going to start my diary now because I'm a little lonely. I woke up earlier than usual today, at about 5:30. I read for half an hour before I got up. Then I quickly washed my face, cleaned my teeth, and brushed my hair. I had breakfast, 2 pieces of bread and a bottle of milk. Mum and Dad were getting ready for work. After breakfast, I went to school. We had biology, English, politics, PE, and music today. Miss Chen taught us English today, because Miss Liu was ill. We sang some English songs. After school, I went home. When I was walking past the bookshop, I decided to look for a diary. I found this one. When I got home, I had supper early. Then I did my homework. Maths and English. I watched TV for about half an hour. There was a funny film about the Monkey King. He caught a snake in his shoe. I laughed a lot. I like writing my diary. It's really surprising. Now I'm not as lonely as I was before. It's 10 o'clock and time for bed. Good night, Diary.
Unit 8, Lesson 30. New words and expressions.
Exam. Mistake. Make a mistake. If. Mark. Pass. Fail. Lizzie. Smoke. Drive. Through.
Lesson 30, Exercise 1. Read Ying Tian's diary and answer the questions.
Friday, the 5th of June. This morning I had a maths exam. This one was much more difficult than the last one. It was very long, and there was not enough time. I hope I did not do too badly, but I think I made a lot of mistakes. If I do not get enough marks to pass, Mom and Dad will not be very happy. They will make me work harder. They will not let me go out and swim in the evening. If that happens, I will be very sad.
Lesson 30, Exercise 3. Yesterday, Ben and his friends were in class. Mrs. Jacob asked them some questions. Listen and try to answer her questions.
If I cut a piece of meat into two pieces, what will I get?
Two halves.
Good. And if I cut all the pieces in half again, what will I have?
Fourths.
If I cut each piece again, Shenjian?
Eighths.
Yes. And again, Lizzie? Sixteenths. Very good. And once again, Ben?
30 seconds.
Yes, that's right. And again, Wang Yuying? You will get hamburger meat.
Unit 8, Lesson 31. New words and expressions.
Build.
Lesson 31, Sound Families. Exercise 2. Repeat each of the single vowels slowly and then more quickly. Repeat the words after the tape. E plus a equals air. Where. Hair. Square. Pear. U plus a equals ua. Sure. I plus a equals ear. Near. Pioneer. Here. Idea. Easier. I plus a equals ire. Higher. Quiet. Diary. Dryer. Unit 8, Lesson 32. New words and expressions.
Vegetable. Leaf. East. Across. Airport.
Lesson 32, Exercise 1. Listen to Deming reading his diary for Sunday. Circle the correct answer. Some good things and some bad things happened today. In the morning, I went to the station with Dad. He had to meet a new person from work. Dad didn't know what he looked like. The train arrived, and we waited for about a quarter of an hour. A few people were standing near the ticket office. There was a thin man with a dark brown coat and a newspaper in his hand. But when we asked his name, he didn't say anything. We then talked to a man with glasses, wearing a bright white shirt and trousers. "Mr. Wong," said my father. We were luckier this time. The man smiled and said, "Glad to meet you, Mr. Lee." We took him to his hotel. Dad will take him to work tomorrow. Dad and I went home by bus. This afternoon, I was running very fast along the road, and I fell.
Oh. Oh.
I hurt my arm and my leg. Both hurt, but my leg was worse than my arm. I had to walk home very slowly, and after that, I didn't do anything much. Maybe if my leg hurts tomorrow, I won't have to do PE. But I am much better now. I don't think that will happen. Lesson 32, Exercise 2. Work in threes. Read the problem and think of an answer to help the farmer. A farmer is going to cross a river. He has to take three things with him. A big dog, a duck, and some vegetables. He has only one small boat, so he can carry only one thing at a time. He can take the vegetables first and leave the dog and duck. If he does this, the dog will eat the duck. He can take the dog first and leave the duck and vegetables. But if he does this, the duck will eat the vegetables. He can take the duck first, but he can't take the vegetables next because the duck will eat them. If he takes the duck first, he can't take the dog next because the dog will eat the duck. How will a farmer get all the vegetables, the dog, and the duck to the other side of the river?
Unit 8. Time for a rhyme. A long walk home.
If you walk north, you'll climb a mountain. If you turn east, you'll find a phone. If you go south, you'll see a fountain. If you run west, you'll get back home.